Okay, we're picking up on the Ram on Chaf Beis and Beis, the bottom Ram on the page. So he asked him a question that he was trying to do matter the Neder. He kept giving him different options. He kept saying that wasn't a good Pesach, and until it got to the point that Rav Nachman got upset. So, would you dart to the dart to the Hachi that you would cause Rav Nachman to be upset? Further on the kasha, how do the pasuk play becharoto? Alpha pisha Rav Nachman gufei pasuk hilchosuk the pasuk becharoto. We have a simple solution over here that Rav Nachman could have been the fact that he's coming means he has no specific pasuk apparently, as we see from the story goes on. But he definitely is mischarit, which is why he's coming to Imat the Neder. So just use Charotu. And Rav Nachman Shita is you can be Peseh by Charotu. So at the Ran, the Fisher Rav Nachman, how you mock a bit of the Girso here in the Gemara was Rav Scharo, Rav Safra, Rav Scharo. To the Osa Kamei, El Kadesh Yim Soloi Pesach, that he wanted that they should not use a Charotu, but you should use a Pesach. Okay, so he didn't want to use charata as an oifen of being mata the neder. Yes, of course, I'm sure it's a neder. You can't dvar mitzvah. Can't shenodra his anus man yedua. So the scenario was a case of a dvar mitzvah. He was going to fast a certain amount of time. For a mitzvah purpose, kapara tshuva, he's on a mixus oisus man, and he had fasted a period of the time. V'lo haymi start al ikra neder, so using charata would not be an option for him because if he'd be miskarit, yavit skar tani yosav shisan, he would lose the reward for his fast. The Gemara says in Kedushin, a person who is Teller Rishonus, who regrets that they've done the mitzvahs, loses the reward for them. So Charata has to work Meikara, which means he regrets the fact that he ever fasted. So it's a Teller Rishonus. Interesting. We could have argued. I mean, the Ran could have said, "Let's say a person does a mitzvah. He makes his neder, which he undertook to take it for 30 days, and after 15 days, he doesn't want to do it anymore. He wasn't miskaret in the sense of that he wanted the 15 days that it accomplished." So he's not. He doesn't chorot to the mekara. He feels it's burdensome. It's not possible to continue. So he wants to find a way. They say that there was a flaw in the original neder, but that the day of chorot to the mekara, he regrets the fact that he didn't. His regret. He's very happy he did a mitzvah. The Ram doesn't govern. The Ram raises nachas to this pshat that the case was there was a mitzvah involved, and he did part of the time. And the Ram gets involved, and he's worried about televisionists. Why don't we argue that he's not convinced, wasn't positive that there was charata there? So I'm not sure.
So why don't we argue what?
Well, once the Ran is to say that the case was that there was a mitzvah involved and there was partial kiyum ready.
Yes.
Chances are very high in that situation a person not going to not have a rut to make or.
Yes.
The Ran doesn't say that. The Ran just says that he's afraid to have a rut to make or because he'll lose the schar because of the concept of Torah all the Rishonos.
Yes.
So it sounds like were it not for the fact that you lose the schar, he'd have a rut. He would be willing to have a rut. you can't. Chumrah is not something which you have. You force yourself. It's either you feel bad about it, you don't feel bad about it. If you don't truly regret the fact that you ever did it, it's not called chumrah to make or. Even if you would like to say that to be able to matter the netter, doesn't help you. Okay.
But staying with Haruta for a moment longer, but Haruta, for those that hold that Haruta works, Haruta, at this point, Lumiyakara
doesn't work.
Does not work.
Right. The only way Haruta works is the Kiddush of Haruta is that you can, since now looking back, you regret the fact that you ever made it, so as if you never made the netter. So it's a bit. The Kiddush of Haruta is that works as a way to be mevatel the netter, but it's only because you're reaching backwards in time and saying it shouldn't be there. So, if you're saying it should be there, so there's no way to be mevatel the netter.
So Haruta has to be lemafreya.
Correct.
Thanks.
So Rav Nachman got upset. He said, "Tell him zilakileich." The Knie says, "Beischa, go home." Kiminin had killed the Beirish Kalusa by the entranceway of the house of the Beirish Kalusa. So Rishchar went out to post a pistol in Avshay. Now, so the round is let's work out the case. Lo sheyater of Tzchera la'atzmai, he couldn't be matred for himself. The Kamelon lo yachel devaru who eno mechel avol he can't lo yachel devaru which is darshan he cannot undermine his word, but somebody else could do it for him. That's the whole source for Torah. So obviously, he can't do it himself. But he means that he found the heter which can be used to matter the netter. What's the heter? Because the Mishnah says it has to be Tiferes, call she Tiferes Loiseha. Tiferes Loi Min Ho'adam. What does Tiferes Loiseha mean? It is praiseworthy. So one who does it. Shehi mitzad atzma shubachas. This approach that a person is using the derech, he's referring to the derech. In itself is a mishubachas. It is a praiseworthy approach. Shehi tiferes la'adam ha'oisa oisa. It acts as a glory for the one who's doing it. Tiferes la'adam shakol mekalsim oisa bo. And people recognize that and respond to it. So it's, if I'm doing something which is appropriate, and people are able to recognize that it's appropriate, that's the derech a person should approach. Rav Nachman got upset. I'm not sure if he has a gears in the Gemara. Our Gemara says, "Ikbid Rav Nachman." The darti al das sheiches Rav Nachman. You ever made the netter with intention that it should get Rav Nachman to the point that he's angry? She'll take derech yeshara sheachus. So that's not appropriate that I should do such a thing. Now the Ran says, why isn't this a case of Neulin? Right? We're saying that the person who makes the netter should contemplate the possibility, right? The difference between a netter and not a netter is the person makes the netter and then he goes along. All of a sudden, this extraordinary circumstance, which he never would have foreseen and predicted and expected, occurs. That's a netter. Say, well, if I realize this, I never would have done it. That's not true because you never would have thought about this. The idea behind the Pesach is we're saying that there's a flaw in the netter because the person is making the netter. It's affecting multiple scenarios, and he's ignoring one of the scenarios. That's a flaw. If it's the scenario which it's now a problem with is something which a person never would have taken into consideration when he made the netter, even if he really thought about it, because he would have dismissed it as being something which is probably not going to happen, so there's no flaw in the netter. So Nerlid it makes it there's no flaw. So this is a case of Nerlid. He says he should have predicted when he's sitting and making the netter that in case one day he wants to mount the netter and he covers all these considerations, the rabbis get upset at him. And I would never have had to realize that. That's another little her. So the Ran, no. The Shkiach, the Lirsach Gabra Rabbah Kerb Nachman, Amisha Nodr Nedr Chosa Kolkach, Adaita Tholhani Mili. means when the idea behind part of what's happening with the Pesach is that the person is sitting down with a lot of forethought and saying, you know, I'm making this neder. What are the implications of this neder? Well, it's going to affect this and this, and he makes the whole list of everything going to affect. Then he sits down, well, do I want that? Do I want the neder if it's going to affect this? Okay, yes, I do. What about that? No. So don't make the neder. If you thought about B'Shaz Ma'aseh, you would not have made the neder. That's what you're saying. Right? But sometimes the person doesn't think about it. Here's a person who sat down and thought, went through every single scenario, because the Rambam says, well, what about this? He said, no, I was fine with that. What about that? I was fine with that too. So it means you thought through all the scenarios, and you made this neder anyway. That itself is not something which is appropriate, even though it sounds very good at the first glance. We said before, like, a person should not be making the door, but making a neder which is so heter-proof that you're making every single consideration is not the greatest thing to do. And the reaction is going to be that when the Talmud Chacham hears about that, he's not going to be happy. That's not called a neder, the Rambam said. Okay. So Moore says they Moore brings a similar case. That Rav Shimon Barebi, they were going through the Satorah, were going back and forth from the hot to the cold. So he asked. He said, "I'll die to the Mitzray Rabbanan." From back and forth, would you make the neder? He said, "No." Okay. So the round again. Bahailab Nailud, who the Shiach? That's not called Nailud because, again, making this neder, which is going to be such a challenge to be mounted, it is itself something which is to be expected. Okay. So what brings a story? Where's it going on? It's going on. With Abaya's wife, that Rav Yosef came along and said to Abaya, if you realize that she would not have listened to the neder, would you make the neder? He was matri. The verse says, Mishori, Haki. Mishori liftoach Pesach. Is it allowed to make this Pesach? Shaneder mechiach hefet meyosu Pesach. Over here, l'chara, the neder is the opposite of the Pesach. Shrei kol ikar haneder. L'hoya ela shim tavrel daiter tiyosu ranosu. The whole neder was, if she doesn't listen, she's going to come osu. Now you're asking him, if you really she wasn't listening, would you make the neder? He's going to say no. That's not true. The whole idea of the neder was to make her osu. Obviously, he meant it. Moore says yes. In you could do so. If a Tanya and the proof was a Brisa, which had the same type of scenario. So we can do that. Why do we ask the question, quote, the Mishori Hachi? What you're saying is, this is a form of the Nidre Susan, the Masnitzim, he said in the Mishnah. If it's all the Zuzay, you don't even need a Hatorah. Okay. So, or to rephrase the question, I mean, there are many in the dorm which are parallel type in the dorm, that the person wants X, so and so to do X, and realizes that through a matter, he's going to force the person to do X. The din is, that's the Zay Susan. Yes, Dermot Lodomi. The Nidre Susan, the Mastis, and ain't people leave a shoven. not Shomer Echir, but Shalakeach Shavim. Neither one is. Are their mouths and their heart in conjunction? And for a netter to be chal, you need pivah libah shavim. He's thinking b'shas ma'isa three quarters, and he's saying netter on a hundred on a whole. So as he's making the netter, he's saying no. Right. Therefore, they never meant that. That's why that's mutter. He didn't mean to make the letter in Tavra al Tano Medaita if she goes against what he wanted. It's not called the Jezuzin. But Ella Dika Pesach, we're now approaching it from the following. She lohayu deash a Tavra al Daita lohayu Madira. The Baha'i would have sat down and thought, you know, there's a good possibility that your wife's not going to listen. Do you really want to do this? He might have said, no, I don't want to do this. That's a Pesach. But when he was saying it, he wanted to make that netter. He wanted to make that netter and say, tell her, you know, you can't do this. If you do this, you're going to be in big trouble. And this is going to be offset to you. So that's not like a Din Jesus. He quoted Yerushalmi that if the Mercher and the Kach meant it, then Chal Nidra, it is Chal. Now, Zatiran, okay, so that's what I discussed before. That halacha that Nidra Zuzan do not take effect at all. They quoted the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that in the case of the serious, it is chal. Now I have no questions. Can you be matarit? Yeah, that's this Gemara. Right? Now you can tell the market you were very serious. But had you realized that the Kach is going to be very serious also, would you have made the netter? He said, no, I didn't. So that's a Pesach already. You're making this netter. I'm not going to go less than a seller. If I do it, this is us. If you realize that Lekach is not going to play the game with you, he's not going to, you know, fall in line, would you make the netter? Imam Rav, Matirin Osoy, Kedem Vesrin and Hochem. Okay. We had a similar case before where the person is trying to convince somebody to join him for the meal. And he makes, if you don't join me, this is going to come us. Which, again, this is the same case. He wants him to do something, and he's making this netter in order to convince the person. And we were saying before that that was. Dama Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Nidre Zuzan Habu. He deals with this like Nidre Zuzan. Some people leave a shaman. He wants a person to eat, and he's saying, if you don't eat, I'm going to feel bad up to the point that I'm going to force you to eat by making you realize that this is usur on you if you don't join. But I feel you don't even need the matter, it's automatically bottle because it's Nidre Zuzan. There's a new argument that you're right, the problem is not people leave a shove it or lack thereof, but the point is the whole purpose of it was to make was he didn't want the netter for the netter's sake. He wanted the netter as a way to bazaar something else. It's not so important to him that the fellow joins him. That's not an intrinsic something which is important to the person. So you know what, I want to maintain it, protect it with with a neder. So, but over here, that the fact that a person should join for a meal or not, that's not that significant. So obviously, he just meant it as a way to create a zirus. The base of the bayo, you can create a tefillah bayo. This is something which was significant. If his wife would take their daughter and marry off to somebody that he did not want them to marry off, that's going to be a bona fide, that's something he really is makban on. So he's not just doing it for serious, he's saying it's possible that his reaction to this is he's upset to the point that he doesn't want to give her something, he wants to ask her something in her. Not only is it not automatically bottled, the more he wants to know how in the world it should be, how mechanically it even works. Okay. Who said this had to even work? The Hatar can be done either by Yochel Mumcha, like we had Rav Nachman doing it, or alternatively three Hedyotis, a Bezin of three Hedyotis. So we see that a chacham can do it himself, and when there's no chacham available, even three hedyotas can do it. This is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and we're coming to say not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Omer had to endure in Shlosh, it always needs three. But who she echad mehem chokhav? So according to him, you need both. You need three plus a chacham. Here we're saying either a chacham or three. I mean, three people plus the fact that one of them should be a chacham. Yeah, two plus a chacham. Then the Morris says, Viter. So what we're saying, Yochum can be matter. Who do we have in mind when we say that? What's the level of mumchayos that is sufficient that the person can be matter on his own? Amar Rav Nachman can go. So Rav Nachman said, "Can I not?" I'm sorry, he's going to Yehuda. Pirish, hi echad mehem chacham, the boy of Yehuda. Tavrishi, he echad mehem shloshim chacham. To go in man lahavi, what did he have in mind? Or Nachman, you're going to know. So, like Rav Nachman. So, what does that mean? What were the elements of Rav Nachman, which we're defining as that's the criteria? Karma the boy of Rabbi Yehuda, she echad mehem gomer besavir. So Gomer means that he has a Masara of Torah. He's learned a lot of information. He's a Gomer. It means he knows everything he needs to know about the Torah. And Masara, he can think through the applications of it. What about the other two? That could be anything. He didn't give us any criteria in regards to the other ones. Mor says no. Omer Avino, the Masri Lahu Visavri. That if they explain an idea to them, they can understand it. Now, Klemmer, the Rav's learning that means Chamin Albinan Shei Gomer V'Sover. One of them requires that it should be Gomer V'Sover. Aval Trey, Aval Gadol Gemiri, even they don't have the knowledge, they're not knowledgeable with the halachas, etc. So they don't. Kimin the Kimaz Brilahu Sari, when you explain to them, they understand it, that's good enough. Now, something wrong. So that's what Yehuda is requiring. The Chachamim say that you don't know like Yehuda, that a Yachid Mumcha can do that. Is a Gavur B'Savar enough for the Yachid Mumcha? So the Rambam, Mashra Vadi, the Chacham, the Shari Yechidi, the Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't argue on the head of a Chacham Yechidi. They said before, he argues that you can't do one by himself. That's not true. He says there is a case that one can do it by himself. But a Gomer B'Savar does not meet that criteria. And Rav Nachman was only a Gomer B'Savar. What was he missing? He was missing Smicha. So, the more they're saying that one person can do it himself, even though he doesn't have smicha, and Rabbi Huda says that no, you need to do it by himself. You need somebody who's samuch. But even if they're not samuch, as long as one of them is the gomer v'savir, he can act as part of he can play the role of the chacham within the context of three people. So it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Yachid Mumcha in a case where it's a samuch. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the government of Sabra is sufficient by himself. Can Hechi boy the Tosa she hey Chadmin now government of Sabra? So why would you need one of the three to be government of Sabra? Once you have a government of Sabra, you don't need three. Man, the government of Sabra, but today Shori Nidra. My lowly Tsarif, Imish Ashnaim. My cover Echem Ham Chacham, but Malcolm Shain Chacham. So what's the phrase mean? There's no chacham, you need a chacham. Diba gomer v'saber, sagi b'chol makom shehu, reyesh b'chacham. So if the definition of chacham means gomer v'saber, so you have a chacham. Lavadi hachem gomer. Echem yem chacham, dahanu gomer v'saber. You need one of them to be a chacham. I.e. gomer v'saber. B'makom shein chacham, which means over there, i.e. hainu samuch. He is a samuch l'chudei shari nidra. A samuch can be matan neder by himself. If there's no samuch, then you can need a bezdin, and one of them should be a chacham, which means gomer v'saber.
And there's a samuch there, which smicha we're talking about.
The smicha of the Gemara, go back to Moshe Rabbeinu.
That the Ram. Nowadays, that we don't have that smicha.
No, so now you would need dafka three. You can't have a Yachid Mumcha. Well, I mean, this is going to be the Ram to bring machlokes about this, but this is the sheet. Mekim the Yehuda boy samuch biyachidi. Rabbanami. The Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda are not arguing that point. They're arguing the way the Ram is learning according to this, that everyone agrees that a Yachid Mumcha can do it. They're arguing in a case where there's no Yachid Mumcha, do you need a best of the three can do it? Do you need one of the three? Should be a Gomer B'Savar. Everybody agrees that a Yachid Mumcha can do it. And once Rabbi Yehuda's definition means a Samuch, the Baranami is going to be like that. The Rabbi Yehuda initial the Rabbanan, the Baha'i Lo Pligi. Okay. So it comes out that according to this thought process, there's no way Yachid Mumcha can be matter nowadays. Okay, now. So the Mor says that where they Hashem to convey the Moyadim, you need Mumcha. Parshas Dorim, you don't need Mumcha. Three Yotis is good enough. The Mor Kasha, how could it be? Well, Parshas the Dorim, Rosh Hashanah is Ksiv. The Rosh Hashanah is Ksiv. The Israel, they more. Zed the Rosh Hashanah. And then it says, in there it says, the Nevar Torah. So he's talking to Afghans, Rosh Hashanah. The pasuk of Rosh Hashanah is referring to Yochin Mumcha. But then it comes out Mash with the Yochin Mumcha, the Haforest of Dorim, Dumi the Mumchim, the Moyad Hashem, Ahasim Boy Samuch, Chachrim Boy Samuch. And the more it says that for the kriyas of the chadashim, etc., that you need a person who has smicha, which is why our calendar was set up by Hillel HaNasi, because smicha was ending, and he had to be mekadosh all the Rosh Chadashim, because we can't do it. So the Gemara makes that parallel, the same usage of the word mumcha. The Gemara says that Moed Hashem needs mumchim. Hatarsadarim doesn't need mumchim. Three others can do it. I, the pasuk of Rosh Hashanah, by Hatarsad also the case of Yochin mumcha. A mumcha by Yochin. The definition of mumcha is the same as by the same Gemara. Mumcha means the same thing as by Moedus. Zeh Das Rambam. Aber Rambam zal kosten per kwam hezo shuus te chokham muvik matris in the dorim deloy boy samuch. He disagrees with this whole thought process, and he says no, there's no requirement of samuch. Even a chokham, what's a chokham is a muvik, he can matir the dorim b'yachidi. But let's hold it here. And we'll finish up that last piece of the...